You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I'm gonna come in hot, John.
Come in hot.
So I'm gonna come in hot here right now, and I'm gonna start this thing off as the Astros season is about 5 hours away. We're at Tom's Watch Bar. I think that there is someone down the street that is facing more pressure than perhaps we even anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any idea who I'm talking
about? I think I do.
Who?
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Who?
That would be Joe Espada.
100%.
Yeah.
And this is the unique thing about heading into this Astros season. There's a lot of question marks that we'll get into when it comes to the Stros and all that type of stuff. But for me, I think this is a unique situation. And there's a lot of layers to it, but this is a unique situation where the Rockets and Texans are actually kind of setting the standard for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at what D'Amico Ryans did in his first year. You look at what M.A. Udoka is already doing in his first year. And they've made immediate impacts.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Espada, the final piece of the big three, he's making his debut today. And I don't want to say the bar is high because it's a different situation. It's perhaps easier to go into the situation D'Amico and Udoka went into where there's lower expectations and you're able to kind of crawl. But with Joe Espada has taken over a squad that's made 8 straight ALCSs. They have a World Series pedigree, and he's in his first year. It almost feels like he's got to make some sort of impact, because right now, if you mention the name D'Amico Ryans, you mention the name M.A. Udoka, it generates a lot of excitement. We don't know much about Joe Espada and what the hell he's going to do.
Well, and here's the other thing that I think the reason I feel like, I'm not going to say a no-win situation, but boy, he's close to a no-win situation, because it's what you inherit. Let's fire all three coaches. Let's fire D'Amico Ryans, M.A. Udoka, and Joe Espada.
Jeez.
I mean, not Joe Espada. Let's say Dusty retires, okay?
Okay.
Let's say they're all fired. What you're inheriting with the Rockets is a really good thing, the next coach. Like, it's already, you got young talent. You know, it's kind of a team on the rise. You've got some things, you know, there was disappointments earlier, so you can get better. What you're inheriting if D'Amico Ryans suddenly gets fired is C.J. Stroud and a lot of young talent and some draft picks in the next couple of rounds. What he inherited, it's hard to improve on. And because even Dusty, when he was, you know, coming in, he could improve on a lot because of the scandal. You know, everything, you know, he was like, he could be a savior. Joe Espada cannot. You know,
it's really kind of a World Series or bust type of situation.
Yeah,
and also, I think you have an aging core.
Yes.
That it's still, the standard is the standard, but if you take a step back, like the Astros naturally taking a step back wouldn't be as a result of the manager.
No, because there's also more questions. Like, you know what you're getting with C.J. Stroud. You know what you're getting the Rockets. You don't know what Kyle Tucker's situation is. You don't know what Alex Bregman's situation is. You don't know about Verlander's future. You don't know about a lot of things with his pitching staff. Some of the young guys, the farm system is depleted. So, like, what he's inheriting, obviously anyone would take this job because of the here and now, because you got a chance to win again. But in terms of, like, hey, Joe Espada, he's going to be remembered as one of the greatest managers. It's almost impossible for him to be remembered as a great manager. you know, to be because of what A.J. Hinch did, because of what Dusty did, and because this team is going to transform itself in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this is an interesting feel going into opening day. You're excited. The expectations aren't low. But, I mean, there is a lot of question marks. This is perhaps, I would say, the most question marks. And I don't count 2020. 2020 was weird.
Yeah.
But this is a lot. There's a lot of question marks right now about this squad and what exactly they are and aren't going to be. You have the situation with Verlander. Framber Valdez last year was an absolute roller coaster. So this is, I don't want to say it's.
It's
there's not reason for optimism. It's different than what we've become accustomed to.
Yeah.
During this golden age of Astros baseball.
No, there is absolutely a reason for optimism. Absolutely. What I'm saying is, for when it comes to Joe Espada, what's he really going to be as a legacy? It's going to be hard for him to have one.
We're at Tom's Watch Bar. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We parked right by Toyota Center. Come by, say hi. I'm looking up at one of these lovely screens, and we got Mad Dog Russo on MLB Network already filling out his MLB bracket.
Yeah, he's got.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, where do you see the Astros? The Astros up in.
Astros get to the ALCS again. He's got Baltimore winning the World Series.
All right.
What are we doing though?
Yeah, why not, man?
I mean, come on.
It's a bracket time. It's okay. Bracket season. By the way, if you're more into the brackets and the games today, this is a sweet spot.
No, this is a nice setup, man.
To watch some hoops.
This
man.
Is a very, very nice setup out here. They got a lot going on. They got about four bars, a lot of TVs, big TVs, and we'll have the Stros on at 3. Also got some specials. They got a drink called Bang the Trash Can.
All right.
which is vodka and Red Bull. Vodka and Red Bull flavor of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Yankee Tears, which is a margarita with spicy tequila.
All right.
They got the Ride the Train, which is a shot of Fireball and Red Bull flavor of your choice.
Excuse me?
That's the train. Ride the Train.
Oh, okay.
and then we got Dome Shots, shot of tequila and Red Bull flavor of your choice. So the theme is just liquor with the Red Bull flavor of your choice.
Yeah.
Not a bad theme.
Yankees Tears sounds good. And Figgy's here. He's got his baseball on.
Yeah, well, he's got his hockey jersey on.
Is that hockey?
Yeah, it's a hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an Astros hockey jersey.
What do you
shout
out
to the wife. Shout out to the wifey for making it, man.
She made it?
She made it.
Number 00?
Yeah. I should have told her to put number 1 or something. But.
That's good. A hockey jersey with Astros.
So 8-year run for the Astros right now. Mm-hmm. Is the expectations for the Astros, is it ALCS? What are we expecting here? I really don't have just win the division and get in the playoffs for me. I've lowered my expectations.
Yeah, I don't think most people have. I wouldn't be surprised if they win the division and get the playoffs and that's it. But I think the only way you're going to be satisfied as an Astros fan is an ALCS appearance. Like, that's the only thing that you're going to say. I mean, come on, you've been spoiled with this squad. And I just feel like, and I don't mean to be Debbie Downer here because I've said this 2 or 3 times already, but I feel like you've got to capture it now, man. You've got to make the most of what you can
do. I feel like
do.
We've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah,
so.
But it's different now,
But
man.
It's been being said for a long time.
It has
time
been
though.
Being said, not by us, not by me.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've talked about windows and all
well,
that.
Well, sure.
We've been saying that for a damn long time.
Well, the window has been closing for a couple of years, and they've been able to really manage it. And that's a shout-out to Jim Crane. For able to do that. But in terms of, like, now you look at this squad and you're like, okay, you better get it done ASAP. I don't even know.
ASAP.
ASAP.
It's a long season, buddy.
Well, this year. can you guarantee me that Bregman and Tucker are going to be back?
I can't make any guarantees, sir.
Exactly. Well, Tucker, I mean.
Well, Tucker will be back.
He's
still got arbitration.
He's still got one more year. But still, he won't be happy if he doesn't get that extension. And they said just a few days ago that they're not sure still, on that. Bregman said they haven't even approached him with a contract.
Are the Yankees the biggest attraction in town, the biggest opposing attraction that could possibly arrive in Houston? Because I still think the answer is yes. If you factor in, I mean, maybe the Cowboys against the Texans because that generates a lot of emotion. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen every year. That's not an annual event.
Yeah.
Yankees, that's the main attraction when it comes to teams coming into town, right?
Right now, for sure. I mean, in the coming years, it could be Spurs. Rockets and Wembanyama. No, I'm serious. Because there was a long stretch when Rocket Spurs was what it was all about.
Oh my!
But that died. But let's see what Wembanyama does. Let's see what the Rockets do in the coming years. But no, for now, absolutely the Yankees.
Come on, man, Spurs. No,
it's absolutely.
I mean, come on,
100%.
How many games they won? 12.
I believe I said.
Have they hit 20 yet?
I believe I said in the coming years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long way away.
Yeah, maybe two.
Yeah, well,
maybe
we'll
two.
See. How many Dubs is that? Goodness gracious! We're live at Tom's Watch Bar. Landry Locker, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig with you. You were talking about 8-year things. I don't know what exactly you were talking about. You asked the question. What have people done in 8 years?
Yeah, what have you done? What have you done 8 consecutive years?
Nobody's done anything for 8 consecutive years. That's impossible. What?
Worked here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that counts. Yeah.
Been married.
As far as a job, yeah. 8 years. Nah, there hasn't been much that I've done 8 years. I think I've been here. Yeah, I'm 8 years
this
now.
This is your 8th year.
Yeah, 8th year, yeah.
Well, outside of college, is there anything else you've done for 8 years in a row?
No. Absolutely not.
So have you ever had a job 8 years in a row?
What do you mean? Like the same one?
Yeah. This will be it, right?
I had one for 6.5, 7, but that, yeah.
That's not 8.
Yeah.
Have you ever stuck to a New Year's resolution for
no.
8 months in
no.
a row?
No.
Figgy?
No.
Nah, I didn't.
No.
Nah.
No.
Have you ever stuck to the same exercise regime?
No.
For 8 years in a row?
No.
Nah.
So it's hard to do things 8 years in a row, man, much less 162 games and the Astros and the playoffs and everything else.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's been a long time. When mm-hmm. when you kind of look back at it and you look at where they were, when this whole thing started, it was before there was no Verlander. It was Hurricane Harvey. I mean, it was during Hurricane Harvey, and then you have this 8-year stretch, which is why I'm kind of pushing back the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I would dismiss any possibility. I just don't want to. I want to be fair to the Astros and just say, just win the division, get in the playoffs, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
that's what I think it's going to look like. I was surprised yesterday that Adam Spillane doesn't seem as excited about this bullpen as I am.
He's more. I think it's as a result of the question marks with the starting pitching.
Yeah, but for me, doesn't the fact that you have a 7th, 8th, and 9th inning guy,
absolutely,
doesn't the fact that you have that lower what you need from the starting pitching?
Yeah, and you can mix and match behind a struggling starter with other guys. Now, his other point was the other relievers aren't proven, which that's fair. So if you do have to go to that. Yeah. You know, one thing I'd like for the Astros to do is just stay with a 6-man rotation for that reason. Get some guys some rest. You have another guy that can maybe get some innings on his arm.
Do they have 6 guys right now?
I think they have 5, don't they, to start the year?
Yeah, but do they have
– Well, do they have
– Do they have 5 guys, really?
Let's see what Blanco is.
France.
Hunter Brown, France. Then you can maybe, you know, switch to that. But Joe Espada, we don't really know, and that's one of the points I'm going to bring up in a little bit. Like, what is Joe Espada?
Supposedly he's crazy.
Well, I don't know about crazy.
Supposedly he's pretty intense and pretty crazy.
Intense.
Get tossed, man. That would be I want to see some ejections, man.
Spillane was talking about like he might have multiple ejections.
Yeah, might have a little attitude.
Yeah, might have multiple ejections. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. But also like some of the things that we questioned Dusty on, you know, what are going to be the questions? I said this about D'Amico Ryans and I was wrong. There's going to be something that's going to be a blind spot. There's going to be something that's going to be an adjustment.
The other thing for me, though, does a manager really have to do as much? Like that, I don't want to just completely dismiss and act like it's not a relevant thing, but like we talked about D'Amico Ryans and we talked about Ime Udoka. I think even the most hardcore baseball fan, unless you really just want to try to be a hardo, you can admit that it's more difficult to coach basketball and football than it is manage a baseball game.
Yeah, but it's much more difficult, like much, much, much more difficult for 162 games to manage a clubhouse. Like, it's an organism.
But a clubhouse like this?
It manages itself a lot.
Yeah.
It manages itself a lot. But clubhouses are like, that's the best word I can come up with, an organism. You have to be able to know
was
what
science class
kind of you have to know which attitudes and personalities respond the best to which things. There's going to be obviously slumps, and there's going to be arguments, and there's going to be and you have to be more of a manager of people.
Why do we call it a clubhouse still?
I don't know. I stick to
it's a locker room, man.
I stick to it because they get
it's a locker room.
They get upset if you call it a locker
room. I know, but it's a locker room.
They get upset if you call the manager a coach.
Clubhouse is something your daughter has in her backyard at 5.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Or name of a strip club. A clubhouse? What?
They have a show on Disney.
It's a locker room,
Mickey
man.
Mickey Mouse
We got to quit calling it. We've got to progress to where we're not calling this a clubhouse.
Okay, let me know when, because I'm going to keep calling it
You're
a clubhouse.
Talking about baseball, man.
Because they get upset if you don't call it a clubhouse. By the way, Bobby Valentine, early in my career, jumped my stuff when I accidentally called him a coach. He was so thin-skinned. And I was like, I was interviewing him for something. He's like, so, coach. And he goes, who? I'm like, bro.
Why is it a manager, too? That's the other thing. What are we managing?
Yeah, I was like, skipper, skip, manager, what do you prefer? He was like legit mad. He goes, who? Like, okay, sorry.
Like, all right, buddy.
I'm a manager.
Listen here, buddy.
I'm managing the clubhouse.
He's managing the clubhouse.
We got to get this back to being called a locker room. I mean, we've all done it. It's been called the clubhouse for a long time. It's a locker room.
It is a locker room.
Clubhouse.
But it's a clubhouse.
My gosh.
Yeah.
This guy's good in the clubhouse. You know what's going to happen, too, that's really going to bother me? Mm-hmm. Is that the Astros naturally have rotation problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Verlander's gotten older. Fromber was a roller coaster wreck last year. And whenever they have a bad outing, if they have a bad stretch, boy, they could really use Maldi.
Yeah.
Boy, they could really use Maldonado.
Yeah, that's going to be
Maldi could call a hell of a game here.
You realize that is absolutely true. Like that's going to be, if they struggle, if they fall into a slump, Maldi could have got these guys out of the funk.
Dusty
they
used
can't
to
blame Dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty used to give Maldi credit for everything.
Everything.
Everything. And now there's no Maldi, which, man, I do wonder what Diaz is going to do full time. The catching position is going to be interesting. It's going to be wild to see. By the way, tomorrow, just a warning for all the people. I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. It's on Apple TV. So, So tomorrow's game.
Oh wow!
If you're on an Astros high right now,
this is stupid.
It's on Apple TV, man. And
What channel is the game on?
I sympathize with you. I don't get it.
Get used to it.
This isn't quite like Peacock or anything like that.
Why the MLB doing this?
Yeah. Apple TV is the game, so a lot of people probably won't be able to watch the ball game tomorrow, unless they've changed something to that. I'm pretty sure once Apple TV has it, it's not on.
I think so. Now, I don't know if they still show it on their.
I don't think so. They didn't last year.
Yeah.
Unless they change it. I just saw Apple TV, man. Right, who has Apple TV?
We have it, but I don't even watch shows on it.
What's even on Apple TV?
Well, that's where Ted Lasso was. Why we got it.
Morning show.
Oh, the morning show. My wife liked that. I never got into it.
It's like three shows.
Is that Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then she
we got it because of Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ted Lasso, how did you buy it? Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah. It's a great show.
So it was worth the purchase?
You know what's funny is I still scroll when you're scrolling trying to find something on TV. I still go to Apple TV and, that sucks. That sucks. No, no, no. Yes, that sucks. No. I mean, it's not a lot of good stuff on Apple TV that I can get into.
I wish that with all the stuff, I get that it's easier, but I kind of miss the because you still say it, and I'm like, you're not doing that.
What?
You say channel surfing. You're not channel surfing.
No, you're really
You're
not.
Browsing the guide.
You're app surfing.
Yeah, but channel surfing used to be,
It
used to be a thrill. But now, if it were possible, I'd do it, but it loads.
Remember when you had the box with 180 channels?
Yeah,
and you're just click, click,
you're
click,
just,
click,
you're
click,
just
click.
You're going through trying to find something?
Remember the TV guide that had its own channel?
Oh, man, the TV guide used to go in.
Scroll all slow.
Remember the boxes with the buttons?
Yeah.
And you go, this is 12 through 18. This is 30 through 39. Oh my God!
You get that TV guide. You get that TV guide, and you're like highlighting what you want to watch, before, and going through and trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
man.
And
now we have Apple TV.
It used to be a commitment, and I don't know what the hell Apple TV really is, but it's one of many things coming up. there's a clue that the Texans gave us 2 weeks ago, and I feel like an absolute moron for not picking up on this clue, because I think it will tell us what Nick and D'Amico are thinking on draft day 1 month from today. In the Loop continues live from Tom's Watch Bar next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's like a complete
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
We are live at Tom's Watch Bar. Astros going to be playing baseball shortly against the Yankees. Them damn Yankees are in town. And I got to tell you, John, there's a lot of clues that can make you feel some type of way about the Astros. We'll get to those at 11 o'clock when Brandon Scott joins us. He's supposedly having a fun day today.
He's having a fun day.
He's going to be among the people, Brandon Scott.
All right.
Yeah, so we will he jotted some ideas on the dock, so we'll talk to B. Scott. I think he did it like 8:40, so appreciate you, man, for doing that. I know that's that OCD prep that we heard about from him and Bajani last week.
Yeah, they're OCD.
Yeah, apparently. I was OCD in college the first 5 years, I guess.
Liked it so much the first time.
Different definition.
Five more times.
I mean, I guess, you know, that last second cramming. But I think there's something with the Texans because we're hours away from the Astros. The Cougs play tomorrow, and we're officially a month away from the NFL draft. And I almost feel guilty for this. Because I feel like we should have seen this. You, myself, and Figgy Fig, who's out here as well. He's going to be among the people as well.
Yeah.
Track him down in the concourse at the juice box, and Figgy will buy you a $20 beer. $20 beers to the first 10 people who go up to Figgy the concourse.
To the first person.
No.
I got the first person.
The first,
that's it.
The first 20. He's got you. But we talk about the Texans and their decision to trade their first-round pick. We talk about the talk about the Nick Caserio saying they like players in certain bunches and maybe they like two guys in the top 60 or whatever. And I think the biggest miss that the Texans have had this offseason, I think it's kind of connected, and I think it might make you feel pretty good about how they feel about the upcoming draft. And I go back to the Keenan Allen thing and the Texans missing out on Keenan Allen. And ESPN put out a story on it yesterday, and this is what we had heard, that the Texans offered a third-round pick for Keenan Allen in next year's draft.
Right.
The fact that they offered a pick in next year's draft tells me that they really, really do like their options on day two, whether that's a receiver, whether that's a defensive lineman, whether that's a running back, whether that's a tight end, which Nick Caserio mentioned a few tight ends when he was talking about second-round guys.
Yeah.
The fact that the Texans, who need offensive weapons, did not offer a third-round pick this year, despite having one, the fact that the Texans did that and were not willing to give up a third-rounder this year tells me that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans have a strong, strong plan on day two of this draft.
Yeah, maybe even to the point of accumulating another pick in the sweet spot in the second and third round this year. And it actually ties in with like the win now mode. Like you wouldn't normally say, and I've said it, like you're not gonna add pieces this year that you can't count on rookies, you know, to be like putting you over the top this coming season. But the odds of that happening go up if you have multiple second-round picks and maybe a multiple third-round pick if you make another move. And they also go up because your defense is pretty much set. So you can be very specific with what you're attacking. We mentioned LaPorta several times. You can be very specific about a guy that you absolutely think will fit in and fill a role and help you this year. You know, there's examples of that. And plus, on top of everything else, not only is that a good observation, but, again, I've said this a bunch. They told us. They both told us.
With the trade.
Yeah, we like these guys in this range.
Yeah. And the other thing about it is, now some people say, well, it's a third-round pick. How can you think too much about a third-round pick? Well, let's look at the roster. Let's look at Nick Caserio's small draft history.
Yeah.
Do you like Tank Dell?
I think he's all right.
Third-round pick.
Yeah.
Do you like Nico Collins?
He's okay.
Third-round pick. Do you like Christian Harris?
Yes, absolutely.
Third-round pick.
Yeah.
So they do have a decent history of third-round picks in a very small sample size. So between the Texans trading back into day two to where they have two second-round picks the next 2 years, between them willing to pay and give Keenan Allen an extension, but not willing to give up a third-round pick this year and trying to push it back to next year, I think the Texans dropped a clue right in front of us that rub them hands together.
Yeah.
They truly do feel like they can do some serious work on day two of this draft.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, because they have multiple ones, the odds of you being able to manipulate those picks, if there's someone that you think is a real hit, plus – You can add another pick. You can act, you know, we talk about are they going to move back up into the first round? Hell, are they going to maybe move back with one of those second round picks and get another third round pick? You know, to get in that big sweet spot, get another.
He
pick.
Likes to move.
Yeah,
he definitely likes to move. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. We're live from Tom's Watch Bar. I just thought that was an interesting clue for the Texans. Do you trust Nick to do work on day two? There's reason to perhaps trust for sure. Well,
no, they got what they needed.
Yeah. I mean, when you factor in that Mac Jones and Justin Fields and Zach Wilson were taken in the top 15, Davis Mills, not too bad of a pick.
Yeah.
If we're being honest, kick the tires on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of do you trust Nick Caserio? Speaking of which, we're at Tom's Watch Bar, and I want to ask you something. This has been going on for
a
few years now.
A few years.
Maybe two. I don't know when this happened. When did this trend of like scanning like to park and stuff happen? Where, you know, the QR code or whatever it is. Like,
yeah, I like it.
You trust it?
I like it.
Do you ever do it when you're watching TV?
Oh yeah.
Man, boy, we got the feds on us. I can promise you that.
Well, I got news for you.
Good Lord.
If anyone wants any of our information, they already have it.
Yeah.
They already have it.
They had it 10 years ago.
they've got it. They ain't no worry about that because we're done. That's the whole TikTok thing and all that stuff that's going on. And yeah, they got us.
I'm always a little bit. I'm always well, a little bit like, man, this parking app here. I gotta scan this and then.
Yeah. Well, it's too late now for any concern.
Nah, you can try.
Yeah, you signing into the metaverse got you.
That's right.
Nah, you can track me down. I don't know, man. Sometimes I just. Miss the days of the old.
It's the old coin machine.
Oh yeah, you got any more quarters? I need some more quarters, man. How many times did you do that in college?
And turn it.
Who's got quarters?
Put the quarter in and turn it.
Who's got quarters?
Good days, man. Good days.
Yeah.
Got these QR codes. By the way, there is one here for
the menus.
Some prizes, man.
The menu.
I'm fine with. Mm-hmm. It's when they're scanning me and they're saying, "Hey, let me get your credit card info. Let me get your all that when we're parking, man.
Did y'all notice something when y'all walked in? It's a little sign on the door. It's a cashless bar.
Yeah.
This is?
That's good.
It's dope. Good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Should be.
I'll be dog. I like
should
that.
Be.
Yeah.
Lopez rolls with that cash.
I'm in, man. I actually don't have much cash on me today.
Yeah, okay.
About $300. A little light.
Whatever the hell you say, man. We got B. Scott coming through at 11 o'clock. Astros, we're a few hours away. It'll be interesting. Damn Yankees in town. How about
and you're betting
Yankees?
The Astros tonight?
No.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
I'm not betting on the first game of the baseball season.
Why not?
I mean, I'll bet on a dog race, but I'm not going low enough to bet on the first game of a baseball season.
Yes.
I'll bet on a dog race. I'll go to the bar.
No.
I'll go to the bar when someone's here and play 2 out of 3 paper, rock, scissors with a stranger for 20 bucks. But I'm not going low enough to bet first game of the baseball season.
It's the spirit of
you're
the,
a slime ball.
Hold on. It's the spirit of the
I'll
event.
Call heads or tails for a drink.
Nope.
But I am not betting on the first game of the damn baseball season. You are a sick person,
no,
man.
No, no, no.
What are you, Shohei Ohtani's translator?
Let me, if he speaks Spanish, let me explain. It's the spirit of getting into the season the right way.
Wait, no.
Let me get in. Hold on. Whoa.
Betting on baseball is not healthy, man.
No,
there's too
God,
much
no.
going on.
No, I don't like betting on baseball.
There's too much going on.
I don't like betting on baseball in general.
Bet on basketball.
I don't like betting
look,
on.
Look, this is how degenerate I'll get. I'll go like this. I'll go, all right, let's put 110 on the first over, and I don't even know what game is at Sweet 16. And you want to bet on the first baseball game? You're the sicko
no,
here.
No, it's the spirit of the event. The season is starting. Get in on it with a bet. What
no.
did I? Hold on. Listen.
No.
Listen.
No.
What did I
bet
do?
On basketball?
What did I do the first game of the NCAA tournament? I bet it.
And yeah,
and
that's
won.
Different than betting on the first
no,
game of
not,
baseball.
Because I'm in the spirit of the event.
You're
I'm in
a
the
sicko,
of,
man.
And I've really only bet like two others since then on the tournament. But I got hey, the tournament's starting. I'm going to make a bet. Hey, the season's starting. I'm going to bet. And I'm going to bet on the Astros because Fromber's pitching. Nestor's pitching. They don't have Garrett Cole. So, you know.
Okay.
Astros going to win.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that, man.
Yeah, I'm in.
I would just take the over if I was betting just good vibes. I don't know what Fromber's going to look like, man.
What I'm doing is good vibes.
You can always tell by how Fromber's going to do by how much he's sweating in warm-ups.
Yes.
Yeah, like if it's a healthy sweat, then it's okay. But if he's sweating like Patrick Ewing, then you might as well bet against the Astros. But I don't know if you can bet that early. But you can always tell by the pregame sweat with Fromber. By the way, he shaved the hair.
Short hair.
You know that? He's going short hair.
Short hair.
No more of the mm-hmm. weave for Fromber. So mm-hmm. we'll see how that goes. Could be the Samson of the Astros. He might have lost all his strength with the fake
Look
hair.
Look at you with a little historical reference.
You like that?
Yeah.
Coming up, looking around the city, it's really easy to see who is under the most pressure. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about all the other stuff going on. In the Loop continues live from Tom's Watch Bar.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Class, I wish I would have paid attention to.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Localize It. Sports Radio 610.
So we got immediate culture changes in two of the three major sports teams in town. D'Amico Ryans, bam, immediate culture change. Year one, expectations through the roof. M.A. Udoka, immediate culture change when it comes to the Rockets. Still some questions, but they've won 10 straight. He seems to have played it right with Jalen Green. He's come in. He's made an immediate impact. They're playing their best ball at the right time, and they're right there nipping on the heels of the Warriors. So, boom, culture change. Joe Espada. We're gonna witness the debut of Joe Espada, and we're live at Tom's Watch Bar out here at 1201 Caroline Street. Come by, say hi, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig out here. Joe Espada is gonna make his debut for the Astros, and I don't want to say that D'Amico and Udoka have really like put the pressure on him, but when you have two guys that have made the type of impact that those two guys have made, and you are a first year guy. The bar does kind of raise up a little bit,
yeah.
But naturally when you're the Astros manager, the bar is already high because we're looking at a historic run with the Houston Astros. So I do wonder, what does the Joe Espada impact look like compared to what we see from D'Amico and Udoka? Because I think a lot of times we simplify it. And we say, well, you know, they won this many games last year, and this year they won this much. I don't think it's fair to evaluate Joe Espada with that. With the Astros getting older, with the question marks that they have, like if Joe Espada, let's say the Astros win 93 games, they get into the postseason and the ALCS streak ends. I don't think that we should look at Joe Espada really any differently than we do D'Amico and Udoka. I don't think it's as simple as maintaining that standard. Maybe you do.
No, I don't. I actually think that we're kind of making some pretty risky assumptions when it comes to Joe Espada. Let me be clear. I don't know what he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to be good, bad, somewhere in the middle or whatever. But to assume, well, he's been in this organization. He's been the bench coach. He's been interviewed for other managerial jobs. That it's going to be seamless, and the clubhouse is going to take care of itself, and you know the culture of this team is already established, and it's going to be like, you know, you don't even miss a beat. That's a big assumption when you have a new manager, especially if Adam Spillane is right, and Espada kind of has a different edge, changes the vibe a little bit. It's better to have a guy that's been in the organization, but don't assume that it's going to be just seamless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to evaluate Joe Espada, and I'm not going to hold him to the standard that's been set, because even if you look at some of the best dynasties like in baseball, they don't last 8 years.
No, it's incredible.
They don't last 8 years. So eventually it's inevitable, hopefully not too soon, but it's inevitable that as guys get older, as expectations raise, as teams that are in the division that have been – you know, on the back end of baseball, as they kind of get time to build their farm systems and build their depth, it's going to get more difficult. So
yeah.
For me, for Joe Espada, if the Astros take a step back and they don't make the ALCS, I'm not going to look at that as some sort of failure. Just like when it comes to D'Amico Ryans, like, let's be honest, I think D'Amico Ryans is elite. I wouldn't trade him for any NFL coach, but, I mean,
I don't think he would have really had a ton of success coaching the teams that Lovie Smith and David Culley did. Not to take anything away from it. He would have done a better job than they did.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have had a ton of success. And I think that kind of you can point back to Nick Caserio and the job that Caserio did getting him out of the mud. I don't know that the Astros have set Joe Espada up for ultimate success, optimal success.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've set him up for success. I mean, just walking into that clubhouse as the manager, you're going to be successful. But the standard, you know, that has been here, like if they don't make the playoffs, heaven forbid, like he's going to be an abject failure, even though it might not be his fault. You've got so many questions elsewhere. I mean, what if Verlander has a bad year? You know, any of these guys or any combination of these guys, it's going to fall on him. So it's I said it earlier. He's not in a no-win situation. But, man, he's kind of in the neighborhood. You know, he's in the neighborhood of that.
Who's getting the HEB commercials this year? Do we know? Have we seen any?
I have not seen. Yeah, Astros related you're talking about.
Can we keep McCullers off the commercials this year?
Who?
Can we keep McCullers off the commercials this year? I mean, come on, man. He didn't even pitch last year, and we had McCullers on the commercials.
Who's this McCullers person
you're
talking
about? Come on, man.
Well, you know Bregman's going to be in it, and Altuve.
And he deserves it.
And Altuve.
Yeah.
But who's going to be? Is it going to be Pena again?
Give Tucker a commercial.
No. Well, he's actually gotten a little better. He's actually
Give Tucker a damn commercial, man.
He's gotten a little better with his delivery, so to speak. So we'll see.
Yeah, there we go. Tucker.
Yeah? Oh, boy, that's going to be electric.
There you go.
That's going to be electric.
Tucker, Jeremy Pena, and Alex Bregman. There we go.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Yeah. All right.
I'll take that. Sign me up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that. The McCullers thing. Are you even looking at McCullers and Garcia? It's just kind of y'all take your time.
I'm not even counting on them.
Yeah.
Like, what's the track record? Oh, he'll be ready this day. Well, no, he won't. Okay, well, I really mean it this time. He's going to be ready on this day. Oh, did we say that day? No, not that day.
I always assume the worst when it comes to arms.
No, absolutely. Like, even Urquidy, you know, that – look – he's not going to be.
I'm putting him out for the season.
Yeah. And he's a guy that they were counting on. Don't believe what you're going to hear on some of these because they have no track record on that. That's what they do the worst. Like, and I get you have to be.
It's all baseball, though.
It's
like
all
Garrett Cole? Okay. All right, buddy. See you in a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, your $30 million investment. Let's try to rush it back. I'll see you in a month, buddy.
Yeah. No, it is all a baseball, but, well, the Astros really go out of their way to make it. They kind of hold a carrot out for you, and then they pull it back, you know. You can't count on Garcia and McCullers.
By the way, did you see what's happening today? The ultimate troll job out at the juice box. I suggested this 2 years ago. By the way,
you did.
I actually emailed the Astros. I was like real excited about this.
You emailed the Astros?
I emailed the Astros, and I threw this idea out. And I mean, it took a little while. I remember exactly where I was. I emailed and everything.
Okay. What's the troll job?
Well, there is a guy with a New York background that's kind of adopted Houston as his home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Used to rock Yankee hats back in the day. 50 Cent.
He still do.
But he also rocks Astros hats. And Houston is home. He's not in New York, man. He's here in Houston. 50 Cent is doing the play ball for the Astros today against the Yankees.
Love that.
50 Cent.
They're going to be in their dugout like, hey, what happened? I thought you were over here.
And you know what he's going to say to them?
What?
To the Yankees?
What he's going to say?
When he's wearing that Astros hat?
They got 99
he's gonna,
problems?
Nah, he's going to look over to him. That's Jay-Z.
That's Jay-Z.
Race card.
That's a race card.
Good Lord. That is a race card.
That's the ultimate. Goodness gracious.
I'll fall on the sword on that one.
Why don't you say it's bad boy for life? He's going to look in the Yankees dugout, and he's going to say, damn, homies, in high school you were the man, homies. The heck happened to you? Michael Brantley throwing the first pitch, by the way.
Oh, good. That's excellent.
That's dope. Yeah. I like that.
Wow. Oh, he's on the field for an opening day.
That's
nice.
It's the first.
Landry Locker.
That's the first.
I'm just kidding. Coming up, Brandon Scott. He's going to be in the building, I think. I mean, I know he's been, the ideas for his segment didn't come in until after 8.
He
so.
Might be in about three or four drinks, too.
Yeah, he and Bajani, you know, that OCD prep. Is going to be on display. B. Scott has 5 bold predictions. How about that? 5 bold predictions. Hopefully he has them ready. B. Scott.
He's working on them right now.
There he is. looks like me out in the hallway before a college test. Five bold predictions and a weird feeling from B. Scott live at Tom's Watch Bar next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.